Pigeons Over Porter. If you've ever been to Porter Square in Cambridge, Mass., you've probably seen Susumu Shingu's large red sculpture that stands 46 feet tall outside the train station. The sculpture's kinetic, topped with three large red wings, and they move with the breeze constantly, sometimes imperceptibly. The sculpture stands above the glass structures that cover the underground T station. The glass is usually caked in pigeon poop, since these structures are the daytime perch of a pretty large flock of pigeons. They must find a good amount of food on the ground below the red wings. One day I'm walking by the T station when the flock of pigeons, maybe 30 or 40 of them, suddenly rose, their wings making the sound of a great whoosh. "Wow," I said to the man walking beside me. He'd also turned towards the whoosh. "I wonder what spooked them." And he pointed to himself and said, "Perhaps my big red and black jacket." I wasn't sure if he meant it, but he was a big guy. Together we watched the pigeons fly above the station and out over the street, and then we continued to walk down Mass Ave, and I told him about a video I'd recently seen of starlings. Their murmuration was so dense that the descending flight from the flock of hundreds or thousands of them looked like rain. He watched my hands as I attempted to mimic what I'd seen in the video. Then he told me about a flock of wild parrots that have colonized a hillside in San Francisco and gather at dusk, filling the sky with color and their screeches. He tells me it's become so well known that people gather to watch each evening. "And you've been?" I ask. "I have," he says. "It's pretty spectacular. If you're ever in San Francisco, you should go." And we continue to talk about birds for the short walk until he turns off to his dentist's appointment. And that's the end of our encounter, except several weeks later, I think about him again when I see parakeets in a park in London. They're like the parrots in San Francisco, non-native, perhaps escaped birds thriving in a major city. I wish I could tell the man in the red and black jacket.